There will be changes in terms of the different uses of each of them, but obviously they do a lot of work around short stay, they do a lot of work around assessment, palliative care, and also in relation to rehabilitation. So there will be a change in terms of usage with respect to certain elements, but the reassurance I've been given that there is a need, and the figures point to that need in the future, because by 2026 there's going to be an additional need of 545 beds in the county. If you look at the commitment that we have today to the new unit in Letterkenny, that will be looking at a capacity of 130 beds, so there still is an additional need on top of that. And I believe that the work that is ongoing in the likes of Fromelton, St Joseph's and Lifford, there is a strong and important emphasis for their continuation into the future.
Generally across the county, almost $30 million to be spent. Good for each individual community, you'd argue, but also hopefully to help keep as much pressure off Letterkenny General as is possible, or Letterkenny University.
This conversation and communication between the staff at Letterkenny and the primary healthcare team in Donegal has been ongoing for a number of years. Donegal has been punching way above its weight in terms of being examples of best practice at a national level. The HSE nationally have always used Donegal as an example of this. So there is a need for additional investment, whether it's over 5 million extra in Carndona and Buncrana, the money in West Donegal as well, and South Donegal. It's also important